Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing. And right now, I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck me, I fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they're right here.
All right, y'all, I am here, and it is your girl, D. Scott, on the very last Tell the Truth Tuesday of 2018. And so I didn't do a show yesterday because I figured, like, y'all was doing what y'all do during the holidays and so on and so forth, so I didn't want to interrupt y'all Yuletide celebration, and today starts Kwanzaa, and just trying to get everything ready for that. So since we were celebrating yesterday, I figured we would just do Tell the Truth Tuesday on a Wednesday, and that's the importance of having your own shit. You can drop a show whenever you want. So we're going to recap 2018. We're going to talk about what's real, what's fake, and what we don't give a fuck about. And we also will discuss that movie Bird Box that y'all going crazy about. I'm not going to ruin it, but for those of us that live in darkness, you know, it was some shit that we had seen before in real fucking life. I'm sure that my interpretation is vastly different from y'all's. And all in all, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, 2018 tried to kill us. It really did. It was an entity like that shit in the woods on Bird Box just chasing us down. And just every time we turned around, it was just some fuck shit going on. And, you know, I'm thankful because it revealed truths about myself. It revealed untruths about other people. And I'm about to just air this bitch out, like they said on the Players Club. But the bottom line is that we still here. We need to be thankful and abundant in what we are going to receive in 2019. So 2018 for me started out, let's take it all the way back. Okay, so January started, we celebrated Zero Fucks' 5-year anniversary. We're revamping everything on that. I'm sitting here sipping my gin. I haven't drank gin in a very long time, but the ancestors like it, so there you have it. So let's recap. So January 2018, we celebrating that. We celebrating the fact I'm almost 1 year, you know, no cancerous tumors, no nothing. My surgery happened February the year before. 2018 started like that. February 2018, my girl Shan died, February 6th to be exact, on my homegirl Sabrina's birthday, you know, and that was difficult because it came out of nowhere. But prior to that in January is where my real spiritual journey started, due to the fact that because I wasn't paying attention to the signs, I kept trying to call my girl Shantina. And I know those of you that know me personally know the story, and it'll be in the book, but I kept trying to call my girl Shantina. And Shan's number kept popping up. So something just said, bitch, just go ahead and call Shan. Like, damn, you ain't seen her. And I checked her pages, you know, her Instagram. Because that's how I know a lot of y'all are okay. You know, but every now and again when y'all start posting some weird shit, and if I know you personally, I will reach out. Like, bitch, is you okay? Is everything good? So February, Shan died. March, you know, was my son's birthday. But I started feeling the effects of somebody falling out of love with me, you know. Now, I already knew that it had started in November of the year before, but I could feel it, and that was very painful for me, you know, because love for me is not always, you know, we're going to go get married. That's not, you know, what loving relationships always do. Sometimes when you love somebody, you just want to see them do better. You just want to see them be happy and healthy. So I started feeling distant in March. In April, I was confirmed. You know, I saw a broad walk in this motherfucker's house right after I had dropped him a plate to eat because I thought he didn't have anything to eat. And that was the beginning of the end for me. April, I started, you know, answering phone calls and text messages from people that reached out. Because what a lot of men don't understand is that when women pop up in a relationship like this Erica Mena Safari shit, now, although I think it's a publicity stunt, y'all don't know. That motherfucker might have been trying to get at her. And Erica just might have been, because she was with this dude called, see, his name is Cliff. But I don't know what the fuck he does, but he was friends with Kevin Durant. So I don't know if, like, he was like a flunky, but I knew that relationship wasn't going to work because Erica is what we call bigger than him. So I'm going to fuck, what you think about Erica Mena? Erica Mena, go get the bag. So reeling off Sin Santana, who was her ex-girlfriend, getting engaged to Joe Budden, which I'm very excited about that. She left CLDT Tune and got, because that's his Instagram name. She left Cliff and then got with Safari. Y'all don't realize that there's literally, and dudes don't slide in my DM. I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all motherfuckers, I give y'all the respect. Y'all don't slide in my DM like that because you're either wildly inappropriate and get blocked, or you come in on a business level or a friendship level. So it's not easy just to get to me. Like, you can't just come and talk to me. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're talking about something, like, we don't have nothing to talk about. So April happens, and I end up, after seeing this woman go into my, you know, the person that I loved at the time, house, I literally, y'all, didn't have the fight in me to even address the motherfucker about the shit, because I already knew that he wasn't shit. I already knew that he was impending other relationships. He had already embarrassed me on my job. He had already done a bunch of shit that was just, how did our boy call it? It was unbecoming of a man. And so at that point, you know, I didn't feel the need to argue about it because I knew that he didn't give a fuck about me anyway, right? And you was just doing what the fuck you was doing. And instead of you just letting me go and just, and when I say letting me go, like, a lot of people be like, oh, you don't have to let somebody know. These motherfuckers will show up at my house. These motherfuckers, I don't know what kind of dude you deal with. If I don't pick up my phone, dudes are showing up at my house. They calling me from 75 unidentified motherfucking numbers, Wi-Fi phones, flip phones, going to the cricket store. Like, they not just going to just let me go. That's that. I've never seen that, okay? So this happens in, I see the situation in March, and when I say, like, minutes after I drop this motherfucker food, I'm talking about minutes. Like, I'm the type of bitch, like, I don't need to see nothing else. That's not the pizza delivery girl. That ain't your homeboy's cousin. Like, knock it the fuck off. I don't feel like being lied to. So I didn't even argue. I just stopped talking to the motherfucker, period, for months. Months. Like, I'm talking about, he, you know, calling the phone, whatever. But I think he knew that I saw it because I told his people, like, yo, I seen this girl. And then when I found out who it was, I was like, I'm not fucking behind that. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because there were things that I had heard about this young lady that was unbecoming of a woman. Might not be true, but I'm not fucking behind that. I'm not doing that. So, you know, I end up answering a phone call. And we end up, you know, this is where Billy comes in. So Billy was my significant other that was down in Texas, and everybody that knows the history of Billy and I was together years before, you know what I'm saying? He had a, you know, it was a whole mess, right? He did some fuck shit, okay? So, and I didn't give a fuck because I don't have no allegiance to who you have allegiances to. I don't care. So that's why I don't never get mad at you young girls or you old bitches or whoever. If you want to go fuck behind me, like, that's cool. You can have him because I guarantee you he's going to do the exact same thing to you. And if he don't, congratulations. But in all my years of dating, which has been at least for 20, 23 years, they all do the same shit. There is not one person that has survived doing me dirty that didn't do dirty to the next bitch. It's just, it doesn't happen. So, okay, April comes and I'm traveling now to go see one of my people, to go see Billy because, you know, he was sick. You know, he was actually fucking dying. Like, his shit was all reversed in his body. He was toxic, you know, all this other shit. Let's take a sip, y'all. And him and I, 3 years prior, didn't really end on good terms because I told him, motherfucker, like, you can't be out here talking to a queen and then be still scrounging with peasants. You either want to be in the kingdom or you want to be in the village. You're going to have to fucking choose, because I don't play those types of games. I'm never going to put nobody that I fuck with up against a villager if he belongs on the throne. And that's a fact. So if you fucking with me, you already on king status, and I'm just going to treat you as such. No dude will ever tell you that I treated him shitty or that. Now, in the end, they might have got dragged for filth to the fucking bone, but that's after you fucking did something to me. So all you bras that's out there like, oh, she didn't have to do that, bitch, put yourself in my shoes. These motherfuckers be out here embarrassing the fuck out of me, okay? So for no reason. All you have to do is just be like, yo, I don't fuck with you. Hey, I don't want to hit that no more. Hey, I don't fuck with you. I don't like you. You know, your hair is fucking nappy. Something. Tell me something. Don't fucking be out here telling me you love me and all this other shit. And then you telling the next bitch the next shit. You telling people, like, don't do that. So April, I see him. He's sick. Shit ain't going well. You understand what I'm saying? We solidify the relationship. Yes, y'all, that motherfucking quick. See, because what you don't understand is that I actually develop relationships with men before I jump into bed with them. So this is somebody that we have been jonesing on each other since 2011. We going into 2019 now. Okay, so one thing I didn't have to doubt about Billy was the fact that the nigga loved me. I know he did. You know what I'm saying? He may not now because he got caught out there in some shit and just whatever it is he tried to do, he failed. And he's embarrassed, and I get that. But that's not none of my motherfucking business. You fucking take your lumps. You don't need to apologize to me because you know I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, that's not going to stop me from popping up at your house. You at some point, Billy Mayfield, are going to have to accept the fact that you hurt somebody, that you lied to somebody. But we'll get to that because this is months down the line. So May, I'm having a wonderful May. June, I had a wonderful June. You know, I flew down to Texas. He took me to San Antonio. He met my ex-husband. So this shit was really serious. You know, he had already proposed. So when I say I was engaged, if a motherfucker's asking you to marry him, I don't give a fuck whether he has a ring there or not. Now, the ring was picked out subsequently at the end of the summer because I don't really – I'm not like you broads. Like, I don't – a lot of women, like, need that shit. Like, I've had so many engagement rings and a lot of diamonds and a lot of jewelry. Like, I don't need it. I live my life super fucking modest because, A, I'm not trying to get fucking robbed, and, B, it's not necessary. I live in a small town. So June comes. He, you know, I go down there. You know, he brings me to San Antonio. I get my cowboy boots. We go to Austin. It's beautiful. You know, he's turning me on to all these things that are in Houston, flowers every day. I'm telling you, perfect fucking boyfriend. You know, but he had some addiction struggles of his own that didn't have nothing to do with drugs. Okay, so when I'm upset about somebody doing some shit that they don't got no business doing on the internet, honey, I'm a public figure too. So at the end of the day, like, I just don't disrespect my significant others like that. Like, if I'm hitting like on a motherfucker's six-pack pictures, I probably would fuck him. See, so that's why I don't do shit like that. So if I'm hitting like on your picture, I probably would fuck with you, right? So that's why I don't do stuff like that when I'm in a relationship. If I'm not in a relationship, I'm just scrolling. I like everything. I don't give a fuck. That don't mean I want to fuck. But if I'm in a relationship and I'm hitting like on shit and I know my dude don't got no six-pack, it is what it is. Oh, it's just the internet. Bitch, it's not. Because 90% of the motherfuckers that I've dated in the last 10 years, I met on the motherfucking internet, going back to MySpace. So don't fucking tell me that the internet is not real, bitch. It is real as far as, like, you can get to people, but it's not real in the lifestyles that people are portraying on the internet. Because I know a lot of you happy bitches be on the internet, be fucking ran through in real motherfucking life, like, just dog the fuck out, posting pictures of this motherfucker like he ain't just fucking ate somebody else's ass 2 days ago. Like, literally, y'all are out here getting embarrassed as fuck. That's why I don't be posting my significant others. So July or June happens, Billy comes up here, you know, we have the CC gathering, so June was a great month. July, we good. August, we supposed to go to Afropunk, which was in Brooklyn, the whole family. Saladin was going, you know, I was going, everything, and I had been urging my ex, which is Billy, you know, you need to get with your dad because something was starting to stand on me. So 2018 was like my real big awakening year where I really started listening to, y'all call it intuition, I call it ancestors and spirit. And sure enough, within days of me making that comment, they find his father deceased. So I go back down there in August. We have to cancel Afropunk. You know, everything got changed. And that's when I saw what I saw. And y'all know what I saw if y'all listened to that show. And I was unable to complete the relationship because I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with my parents. I bury both my parents. I'm not going to bury yours too. And I've already took care of my parents. I can't do that. a lot of what you're doing now is because you got to do what you got to do now because you didn't do what the fuck you were supposed to do then. And then that shit was heartbreaking. So, you know, then with the lying, so September, I break up with him at the end of September and run into the person that don't give a fuck about me. Just happened to catch me, like, one day just calling on the phone. So October, I try to not so much make amends, but just, like, smooth things over because I know this person, not Billy, but the other person, was going through a hard time. And it just, it doesn't work like that. Once somebody disrespects you and they show you that they don't give a fuck about you, like, you got to believe them. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, you're just going to keep getting dragged. And it's funny because they think it's funny. And I just want to let everybody know, y'all know that all it takes is for me to say a name, where they motherfucking bitch work, who they fuck with, tag pictures. I will air your motherfucking life out, Negro. And that's why I don't understand why motherfuckers always want to fuck with me. Like, you know that all I got to do is fucking make a phone call, right? And your whole next decade of life is fucking ruined. You ain't going to have no car. You ain't going to have no place to live. You ain't going to have nothing. And you ain't going to have no motherfucking respect. All for a bitch that belonged to somebody else. Every bitch that these dudes be talking to be belonging to somebody else. And one thing I do know about the dudes in my town, they love nothing more than the little bum bitch that they fuck with. So she might not be nothing to you, but she's definitely something to somebody else. And now when you starting to find out about 3, 4, 5, and mind you, I'm not with this motherfucker, but I'm just saying, there's no point in you lying to me about the shit. We were supposed to be better than that. We supposed to be cooler than that. So October, I can't. The energy is too bad. I can't do it. November, we try again to be cool. I can't. The energy is too bad. I can't do it. We get to December. I'm at work minding my motherfucking business, and my people come and tell me some bad news. Now, I don't like getting bad news, especially when I'm at work, and I'm anxiety-ridden as it is because I work in a place where, you know, it's just, it's a lot. You know, and this is just like the final straw because it's like, you know, this is just raggedy as fuck to me because I've asked you repeatedly, like, yo, whose car is that was parked in front of your house and who's this and who's that? Just like in general conversation, oh, that's my man's. That's my man's. And now we confirmed that it was. And whose car was that parked at where you at right now because of your living situation? And now we find out. So people got to understand that really, really the level of motherfucking restraint that I have learned to show, your name ain't popped up in no papers, your name ain't popped up on no motherfucking paperwork, I ain't fucking associated myself with you, like, bruh, to fucking stop. And really, the next time somebody come and try to tell me something about you because they trying to associate me with you, I'm going to say I don't even fucking know you. Because that's stage 5. Kendra know about stage 5, okay? I get to a place where a motherfucker done embarrassed me so bad, I just be like, bruh, I don't even know this motherfucker. And it's an unfortunate goddamn shame because at one point we were very much in tune and in love with each other and everything was cool. But just as it starts to fade, it's very difficult for me to let go because I know that this person at some point is going to need some help. Then I started getting real offended because, motherfucker, you asked me for money. To be honest with you, in the history of niggadom, no nigga has ever asked me for no money, not even fucking told money. So how fucking dare, bitch, are you crazy? Are you nuts? And then you out here delivering dick like you in the fucking pizzeria? If I hear, literally, I'm thankful that nobody called my phone, ain't nobody tried to hit me with the, you know, Merry Christmas, boy, fuck you. Because we don't got nothing to talk about. You see me, bitch, act like you don't know me. Because if I hear one more motherfucking thing, I'm airing your whole shit out, and I will not give a fuck. I will go to each and every bitch personally and tell, this one said you smell like cat piss. This one said you eat balls. This one he said that you see what I'm saying? Because I'm sick of it. Everybody got to grow the fuck up. Y'all be mad at me for airing these motherfucking business out, but bitch, what about me? I'm fucking embarrassed as fuck. I'm embarrassed about Billy. I'm embarrassed about this motherfucker. And like I said, I have shown incredible motherfucking restraint. Okay? Incredible motherfucking restraint. They doing articles about me and shit. I could have just dropped the motherfucking name right there, ruined this whole shit. And you know what? The bottom line is that these type of dudes, they don't give a fuck about nobody but they self. Because I used to feel away, because I used to be like, damn, he must love so-and-so, right? But then I look at when so-and-so not there, you with me or you with 50 other bitches. You don't give a fuck about so-and-so. So what am I here for? To try to show you what it looks like for somebody that really is trying to love on you and be down for you? No, I'm here because you think this shit is funny. So we about to be fucking hilarious. So as we going into January now, I started a new business. I think I dropped the name for you guys last week. So December 17th, I was trying to launch my business. I was up damn near 24 hours. And I realized, you know, that if I get everything out on this date, I can make all the deliveries for 716 CBD by Christmas. Yo, my body literally for the first time in all 40-something years that I've been on Earth just said no. I had to be at the Human Rights Commission sanction thing that we had. I had to go to court for a woman that was getting evicted out of her apartment. Shout out to Miss April and Andre because they've been, you know, keeping in touch with me. So I am a lot of things to a lot of people. So it's very hurtful when the people that you want to be important to don't give a fuck about you at all. And there is literally nothing that nobody could say to me because, like, even with Billy, like, ever since September when he got busted doing what he was doing, see, dude, like, and this is a first, right? Like, I never seen no shit like this that he thinks it's funny. Bitch, I'll be at your house. Don't worry. I'll be in Houston. And what you going to do? You can't do anything because you never even responded to say, don't call me, don't talk to me, don't come to my house. I do whatever the fuck I want to do. Motherfuckers always used to call me. They used to say, Denise, like a pit bull with no leash. You have to confront the fact that you hurt people. And the thing is that I know that Billy is actually mature enough to understand, like, I fucked up because I've watched him do it in other relationships, even with friendships. You know, I've watched him say, like, yeah, I'm going to have to say something because this, this, and this. I don't give a fuck what I said about you and your dad and your relationship with your parents because I was correct. I don't give a fuck what you said. You mad because I told people, bitch, fuck you. Boy, fuck you. You should have been a better son, and that's just it. I don't have no problem taking constructive criticism from other people that tell me, Denise, you didn't have to handle it that way, or you didn't have to do this, or you didn't have to do that. I started looking inward. I started listening to what you motherfuckers tell me. So you're going to have to listen to what I'm saying, too, because I'm not wrong. You was wrong as fuck for leaving your parents like that in the motherfucking nursing home and out where they was at in Nacogdoches. You was wrong as fuck. I don't give a fuck what you say. You was wrong as fuck for what you did to your ex. You was wrong as fuck for what you did to me. You're just a wrong motherfucker. Just accept that. You don't have all these addictions, Billy, that you think that you do. You're just a regular-ass nigga that just can't control himself. That's what I see in 2018. When I see dudes that can't control the most literal lowest vibration, the lower chakra, the fucking sacral and root chakra, when I see that you even control that, oh, motherfucker, you could never control me. Okay? You can we're not even in the same realm. And that's what starts happening when you start waking up. People's presence starts agitating you to the point where you're like, don't even fucking, don't hug me, don't touch me, bitch. Like, don't, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I knew that I was formulating into something else and that I was coming into my true self. Not because I dogged Billy out after you disrespected the fuck out of me and my family, because y'all always consider the fact that I'm just out here an army of one. No, motherfuckers, I got brothers that get on planes, trains, and automobiles. I got guy brothers. I got cousins. I got uncles. I have real family, okay? I function out here, and if I have to call them, they know something's wrong, okay? I didn't do nothing to none of you cats in 2018, 17, 16, 15, 14 to do the shit that you do, you know? And I'm just talking about, too, we ain't even talking about as much dick as I, listen, I turn dick down because I don't even be feeling like being bothered. There's plenty of millionaire dick out there, ladies. I'm telling you right now, it's plenty of millionaire dick. But then I have to make choices and decisions like, okay, if I fuck with this person, right, and I know that this person is affiliated with this, and I go in there and I do the nasty freak shit that I like to do because I'm in love and because I like this person, because I don't fuck for money. I fuck because that's what I want to do, right, because I love that person. I'm trying to connect with them. Okay, I don't fuck just because I'm weak. And then it's funny because people say, well, why you keep fucking with this person over here, motherfucker? Because I like it, because I like him, because I loved him. And because I'm trying to connect with that particular person. And also, let me just be clear, I don't have poor pussy management. I can fuck with one dude and get everything I need to get done done, physical, mental, financial, all that shit. I don't need to go fuck 10 dudes to get that done. That's bad pussy management. I don't need my number count to go up just because I got horny on a Tuesday. Okay? Not that that's whole shit. That's your shit. That's what y'all do. I don't do that. Okay? I will fuck with a motherfucker for 28 years if that's what the fuck I felt like doing until I found someone that was going to give me the same vibe, the same, you know what I'm saying, mental capacity. But once I don't fuck with you because intrinsically you have killed something within me, you can't touch me ever again. I don't give a fuck if you were standing there naked telling me that you was ready to fucking bazooka Joe my booty. I don't care. Okay? So there is plenty of millionaire dick out there, but you have to make the and be able to discern, hey, do I really feel like dealing with this person and all they quirks? Do I really feel like getting to know this person? So 2019 will actually be the first year there ain't no reruns. We ain't going back and forth with you Negroes. We not doing that. So 2019 is really just going to be a year where I focus on me, focus on my businesses. Because let me tell you something. When I focus on my business, the money going to always come. When I focus on you Negroes, you know, I was losing money because I'm more focusing on how you doing today. Are you okay? How are you living? Did you eat? Man, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. And it's funny because I had asked Billy when we was down there the one day. I went the fuck off on him when we got home from the funeral. Not home, but like a day later, something was going on with my son. And my son was back home. And he said something to me. And I said, what exactly is it that you do that's tangible for me? And he says, what? And I said, no, I want to know. Because he was getting smart. And mind you, he's getting smart, not realizing that I know that he has this other Instagram page. So y'all already know I'm in the kitchen with the knives and shit. I'm like, Lord, please don't let it go. Because I know he got a smart house, meaning he got, like, cameras and shit, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I know if I fuck this motherfucker up in this kitchen that is on tape. So I said, what do you do that's tangible? Well, I call you every day and make sure you're okay. Man, fuck you. What can I hold in my hand that you actually do for me every day? Because I could think of a million things. You can hold me right now because I got on a plane and I took care of that. Okay? I can't hold nothing that you ever fucking did for me other than fucking make up excuses as to why this happened and why people should feel sorry for you. Like, I don't like no depressive character. I could deal with a depressive moment, week or two, a month. We could get you out of that. I can't deal with nobody that is literally committed to just feeling sorry for himself. I can't do that. I can't be with the other one because I can't deal with nobody that's committed to lying to me all the time. Okay, and I done been with some real deal motherfucking pimps. I'm talking about motherfucker, and it's in the book, came in the house and said, I love you and I like her and I'm not going to stop fucking with either one of you. And that's just what it is. So you guys have to get into the ideology in 2019 that, you know, if it don't serve your soul, you got to get rid of it. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care how long you've been with that motherfucker. 2019, everybody got the truth told on them but me, because guess what? This year, I wasn't lying to y'all. Whatever the fuck was going on with me, whatever the fuck I wanted to happen, it happened. I didn't lie to y'all. I don't ever lie to you hoes. For what? You know, if I said I loved you, I meant that shit. And that's true. That's 100% true. If I said I don't fuck with you, I meant what I said. But what we're not going to do is go into 2019 with remnants of Dick's past. And I know a lot of y'all fucking liked that shit and thought that shit was funny. But 2019 has to be a year of abundance. And in abundance, I mean abundance of people that are committed to wanting to see you happy, that are committed to telling you the truth, even if it's going to hurt you because they don't want somebody else to tell you. I told you, I was the little kid that fucking told on myself. Mom, I did it. I broke the glass. God damn it, I don't know what happened, Mom. I broke the glass, it fell, because I didn't want her to be hurt finding out that I did some shit, you know what I'm saying, and she didn't know about it, okay? You know, somebody went back and told my significant, you know, not my significant other, but my people that I was engaged. I was a little upset about that because I was like, I wanted to be the person that tell you. But I had been warning that motherfucker the whole time, like, hey, one of these days somebody going to be in love with me and I'm just not going to talk to you no more. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. It's exactly what the fuck happened. You know, so in 2018, I was loved and then I was not loved. You know, but the biggest love that I had was for myself, for my family, for my people, and being able to discern who has good intentions for me and who don't. The year of usury and shit is done. You motherfuckers can't get a fucking crumb off of me. period. Okay? I give to children and small animals. That's it. And my family. If you are not in my circle, you are not entitled to any of my time, any of my space, any of my love, any of my vagina, like nothing. And y'all know, y'all, those that know me personally know, I will go 2-3 years and don't touch a motherfucker. But in them 2 to 3 years, I bet you I done made racks. Okay? I just said today, I said all these motherfuckers out here talking about they think because they bought you 3 things, you know, or they paid for you to eat, you know, that they took care of you. I said, ain't nobody took care of me since 2001, and that's a fact. So we going on 18 years, I literally have been taking care of myself. Yeah, I had a dude do this for me and bracelets and champagne and shoes and, you know, this, and this. I think perhaps the most endearing was when I was sick, somebody did go and buy me groceries for my family. But did they put cash in my hand? Absolutely not. Did they pay my bills? No, because I don't have any. But in addition to that, so that's why I think that that particular person always held a space in my heart. But then I have to look at the dynamic of it. A lot of people like to see you sick, and they like to see you fucked up so that they feel that they're in a position of power to help you. And then when you start rising up and being able to, you know, take better care of yourself and you go back to work and your checks is looking, you know, your salary looking back normal, they can't do nothing with you. You will never, ever, you motherfucker, you men, you got to really get yourselves together because you will never be in a position where you will ever have anything over me. I don't give a fuck if you was a billionaire and I'm just a thousandaire. You're never going to be in the same room as me with that energy that you have more than me or that you're better than me because of money, okay? I had somebody literally tell me, like, oh, I ain't shit, I'm beneath them. Well, then stop fucking trying to eat my ass. Like, stop then, okay? Stop trying to fuck. So if I'm not nothing and I know what I make every year because, bitch, I owe taxes, then what about the bitches that you fucking on the side? And you got a bitch. Like I said, one more motherfucking incident of bullshit that comes brought to me. First of all, I don't even know you. But second of all, I'm airing everybody's shit out. So have some fucking respect. Say you're welcome. Say thank you for not airing my shit out on a daily, regular motherfucking basis because I know a lot of shit about a lot of people that I don't talk about. Have some fucking respect. Have some respect for yourself. You know, when I look at one dude and I look at the 3-4 bras that he's messing with and then the 3-4 dudes that they're each messing with, that's what, 20 people? And then the people that really love you don't even know that you fucking with this amount of people. That's how you fuck around and get AIDS, you stupid motherfuckers. You know, and as for Billy, like, I don't want no apology. I don't want nothing from you. You and your mind probably angry because I dragged you, whatever, whatever. You know what the fuck you did was wrong. You know that that was not your commitment that you made to God. That was not your commitment that you made to me. And that was not the commitment that you made to yourself. So you could fucking sit there like somebody stole your fucking bike. I don't give a fuck. You know what you fuck you did was wrong. And then to turn around and I'm not even going to defend myself because, no, you're a fucking coward because you know that. And I told you before, I said, if you did some fucked up shit to me, I said, I'm going to slap the fuck out of you. And you was like, and I would let you because I don't want to hurt you. And I know that when I talk to you, I have to lead with love because you've already been, you know my past. You know how these cats have done me. And so, to me, you just like them. You're no different. You can't talk shit about the dude I was with before you. And he can't talk shit about you either. Y'all motherfuckers really the same person. And guess what we're doing? We're leaving that in 2018. No more motherfuckers that got to ask me for $20. I'm not fucking doing it. Okay? If you can't contribute to my life in a positive manner or show me where I can get a shipping container coming in from fucking Beijing full of the glass I need to put my fucking lotions in for 716 CBD, by the way, 716CBD.com will be adding more products tomorrow, then I don't want to fucking talk. If you can't put some M's in my bank account, I don't want to talk. And I don't even need you to give them to me. Give me the jewels. Give me the nuggets. Give me the knowledge. Some of you motherfuckers can't even fucking have a conversation with me because you don't even know enough to have a fucking opinion. And like OG Sabazz said, if you guys aren't following him on Instagram, like OG Sabazz said, shit, we believe you. I'm tired of talking to motherfuckers and dealing with men that are constantly trying to make me prove my worth. They're constantly trying to make me prove my net worth. Motherfucker, like I just posted with the fucking picture with Kris Jenner, bitch, I'm rich as fuck. So when I say I'm rich as fuck, I don't mean just monetary. I mean in the sense of I'm good. I don't need you motherfuckers for anything but happiness and a good time. And if you can't even fucking do that, goddamn it, you're poor. If you can't even make somebody happy and stand in the shit that you did and stand on the shit that you say, I have no use for you in 2019. And you two motherfuckers, and like I said, say the wrong motherfucking thing. Call my phone. Text my phone. I will air your ass out. And I'm not talking about Billy. Okay? I be nice to these hoes. And this is what happened. This is why people always say, like, why you don't fuck with regular niggas? Because they do regular ass shit. And then y'all be calling me a gold digger when I want to fuck with motherfuckers that I can meet at the bank. Y'all call me a gold digger when I want to fuck with people that, you know, we can discuss fucking tax brackets and we can discuss what the fuck I need to do investment-wise. I'm tired of dumbing myself down for relationships when I should really be talking to somebody that can help me. Y'all motherfuckers didn't help me. You fucking hurt me. That's what you did. And I'm here to tell it. You know, I had a conversation with a man the other day, and this is somebody I go way back to, Henry J. Kaufman school with. And I felt so fucking bad because I just didn't even give a fuck about the information that was brought to me. But when I was talking to him, one of the things he said to me was about the young lady in question was he said, you know, I love her. And knowing that I know his situation, when he told me, and that's not, you know, who he, you know, whatever, that shit was really astounding to me because it was the first time that I had seen a man be vulnerable in so long, like somebody that just broke down and just shared that with me and was like, you know, I love her. And so no matter what's going on, you know, I hope she didn't do X, Y, and Z, but no matter what's going on, she going to ride for me and I'm going to ride for her. And that is the entire, you know, cusp of what I was trying to get the person that I was with to understand. It doesn't matter what goes on in the outside world as long as it was just me and you, right? We could get through anything. Because at the time you were that special. But, and not all love ends in marriage, right? So you know, you don't even have it in you to cut me off because you don't fuck with me. Now, I'll cut a motherfucker off in a minute. If the vibe ain't right, I can't function like that. You don't even have enough sense to be nice until you get what you want out the relationship. So it's like, what type of gold-digging-ass nigga is you? Like, you can't even be nice. I don't got to be nice to you bitches. You know, listen, it don't even matter. Go ask, like I said before, if you got to ask 4 or 5 broads to do one thing for you, your dick trash too. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Fuck what was going on between me and you. If you can't, then your selection process needs to be better. And that's what needs to go into 2019. 2019, I don't want to talk about 18. I'm not mad with y'all. I don't hate y'all. I mean, I went through a period where I did, and I've cried enough, you know, and I've been upset enough. And I've mourned, you know, the death of both of those relationships because they were relationships that encompassed my life for years. This wasn't no, like, one and done. Like I said, I've known Billy since 2011, met in, like, what, 2014, 2015. The other situation was from technically met in 2015 after Billy and I stopped dealing with each other. And it spanned up until, to be honest with you, give or take, about a month ago. Technically 3 weeks to be exact. So to hear this bad news, and I was still in communication with the person, not fucking with him, but just in communication, like, that shit is crazy to me. Like, you don't have no respect? You know, I respect y'all dudes. I don't drag y'all, okay? I don't drag y'all. I don't disrespect y'all when this shit is done and over with. Anything that I said on these radio shows, just so y'all people know y'all defending these motherfuckers, anything I said on these radio shows, I told them in their text or I told them to their face. I'm not that type of bitch. So in 2019, I'm praying for abundance, and I am literally just fed up with just, you know, bringing myself down to other people's level. Not that they're beneath me, but bringing myself to that level where I'm with people that are incapable of loving me and that don't love me. They love themselves, and they are in their ego. I'm not in my ego. When I love somebody as wholeheartedly, you can get anything from me. Everybody knows that. You know, but to be loved and then unloved in 2018 has turned me into a whole, like, a whole different type of beast. Like, I feel like that motherfucker on, what was this shit? What was it, Split? When he was like, that wasn't me, that was Barry and Patricia. You know, Patricia's going to find out. Like, that motherfucker that came in the end and ripped everybody fucking, you know, was eating everybody and shit, that's me now. And it's not that my heart is closed for love. No, it's just that I know what it looks like when somebody don't give a fuck about me because they don't respect you. Because if you respected me, you would have at least, both you motherfuckers, could have at least just sent an email or sent a text like, listen, I didn't mean for it to go that way. I'm sorry that you found out that way, you know, and that's that because I didn't deserve that, you know. Billy, I was there for you. The other one, you know, I was there for you. I was ready to ride it out with you. But that wasn't good enough for you. And Billy, I wasn't good enough for you either. I wasn't on the internet pulling my titties out. I wasn't on the internet pulling my ass out. I wasn't on the internet saying I suck dick. I wasn't doing that. And that's obviously what you like. So in 2019, I'm only fucking with motherfuckers that like me, that can love me. That's it. Because if you love me, you're going to respect me. I don't want y'all to fear me. I'm not, you know, like, it's funny because I had a lot of conversations with a lot of women this year, and they would say, I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not afraid of you. And I'm like, bitch, I don't want you to be afraid of me, bitch. I want you to respect me. I want you to understand that you can't just function like this in society and say shit about me and think that I will not come and try to have a conversation with you. So guess what? If you owe me money in 2018, keep it. If you did some fuck shit to me in 2018, it don't matter. I forgive you. You know, if you did some foul shit to me, I don't want no apology. It don't matter. We don't ever got to speak again. That's my gift to myself. You know, if you talk bad about me, I want you to make sure that you look around everything in you. Look to the left and look to the right. If you're not blessed, maybe you should keep my name out your mouth, because I'm blessed in the universe. The universe, I'm allowed to ask to protect myself. I'm allowed to ask the universe, please protect me from people that mean me no good. And listen, that is the prayer that I said every night when I was going to bed. Lord, please remove people that don't mean me no good and that don't love me, and please show me their ways. And they did every single motherfucking time, enough to the point where I was able to start a whole nother business, and I couldn't even tell my significant other about it at the time, because you were just on some weird, jealous bitch type shit. Oh, yeah, I was getting ready to do that too. No, the fuck you wasn't. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's like me saying I want to go be a personal trainer, even though you're not. That's like me saying I want to go be a personal trainer. Now, motherfucker, I like bread. I like meats. You know, I like a milkshake now and then, and dairy products. Like, I can't do that, and I drink. So, in closing, 2018 tried to fucking kill everybody. And I think the biggest death that I have within myself is believing that other people fucked with me the way that I fucked with them. And it was a hard lesson to learn, because it wasn't just men, it was women too. You know, I hear a lot of you little cackling, you know, shit, and, you know, whatever, whatever. But you're not going to say it to my face. So, therefore, if it's not directed, it's not respected, and Makisha will tell you that. I'll add a bitch in a minute. On the internet. Oh, here, there you go. Because I don't want you to ever feel I'm talking behind your back. I want you to know what I said and how I said it. And that's how I live my life. So you guys, we're going to see you 2019, Tuesday, January 1st. It's going to be an exciting time. I'm getting ready to get my Olympia on. And tonight's going to be a very exciting night for me and my family as well. We have a charity event to go to on behalf of my Asian brethren. And if you go back on my page at miss.d.scott, you'll see he was at my birthday event. And I'm just thankful, man. I'm blessed that y'all showed me what it looked like when a motherfucker don't love me, so that this way you'll never see me out of my element again, being around people that don't give a fuck about me and will rather see me, you know, hurt than to see me happy. Because I would never do that for you. So y'all never take me out my element again. And that's a fact. Ain't nobody gonna take me out my element for me.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm willing to die for this shit. I done cried for this shit. Might take a life for this shit. Put the Bible down and go out for a knife for this shit. D.O.T., my enemy, won't catch a vibe for this shit. Ayy. I've been stumped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Bitch, all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Ayy. 30 millions later, no defense watching. Auntie on my telegram like, be cautious. I be hanging out at Tams, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the gram, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for the shit, nigga. I take your fucking life for the shit, nigga. We ain't going back to broke, family selling dope. That's why you many ass rap niggas better know. If I gotta slap a pussy ass nigga, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go hard on the bitch, I'ma make it look sexy. Pull up, hop out, air out, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. I'm allergic to a bitch, nigga, ay. An imaginary rich nigga, ay. Seven figures, hoe, that's slimmer than my bitch figure, ay. Going digital and physical and all y'all, ay. Bunch of criminals and money in my phone calls, ay. We okay, we let the A1 fly. Relocate, jump on the same G5. Check it for me heavy, cause I go, yeah, I go, yeah. They never been ready, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. 100K spread, cross the floor, yeah. None of y'all fucking with the flow, yeah. Years in the making, they don't y'all mistake it. I got them by a landslide, we talking about races. You know there's never be a tie, just look at their laces. You know careers take off, just gotta be patient. Mr. 1 through 5, that's the only logic. Fake my death, go to Cuba, that's the only option. gotta slap a pussy ass nigga, I'ma make it look sexy. I gotta go hard on the bitch, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, that route made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. Damn if I do, if I don't. Yeah. Goddamn it's all if you won't. Yeah. Damn, 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 it's a goddamn shame. You ain't frontline, get out the goddamn way. Niggas thought they wouldn't go see me, huh? Niggas thought that K that real life is the same life they see on TV, huh? Niggas wanna flex on me and be in LA for free, huh? Next time they hit the 10 freeway, we need receipt, huh? Cause most of y'all ain't real, most of y'all go squeal. Most of y'all just envy, but jealousy get you killed. Most of y'all throw rocks and try to hide your hand. Just say his name and I promise that you'll see Candyman. Because it's all in your eyes, most of y'all tell lies. Most of y'all don't fade, most of y'all been advised. Last OP I tried to lift the black artist, but it's the difference between black artists and whack artists.